This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Russian police arrested more than 3,000 people and used force to break up rallies and protests across the country Saturday. Tens of thousands of protesters defied police warnings, braving the extreme cold to demand the release of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. Navalny had called on his supporters to protest after being arrested last weekend as he returned to Russia from Germany for the first time since being poisoned with a nerve agent. He says the poison was slipped to him by state security agents in August. The U.S. strongly condemned the arrests and harsh tactics used against protesters and journalists in cities throughout Russia. That's according to a State Department spokesperson Sunday. The U.S. also called on Russian authorities to release all those detained for exercising their universal rights and for the immediate and unconditional release of Navalny. Russia's foreign ministry issued a statement countering that the U.S. efforts to incite radical elements on social media would have negative effects on U.S.-Russian relations, adding American diplomats in Moscow would be summoned for a serious conversation. Chinese rescue teams have recovered 11 miners trapped in a gold mine by an explosion 2 weeks ago. Local media said the first miner was rescued from the mine in Shandong province in the east of the country on Sunday morning. He was rushed to an area hospital for treatment, barely responsive. 10 other miners from a different section of the mine were lifted from underground in groups over several hours. A total of 22 miners were trapped about 600 meters underground. One miner is reported to have died, while the condition of 10 others remain unknown. This is VOA News.